Broncos country. Let's ride.
Breaking news.
Michael Bruns.
This is the second time that breaking news has happened right when I come on the show. That's a good life lesson to be learned in all this. If you're going to give somebody over $100 million, make sure they're not weird.
Michael Bruns, Husker 24/7.
All right, we welcome in Michael Bruns of Husker 24/7. Bruns, you have to know I'm at an elevated state of excitement right now because I just had a Royals guest on for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah,
he basically... It was David Leske.
Okay.
So, you know, I was already going to bet the Royals over. Now I'm really going to bet the Royals over.
What's the number for your boys in blue?
68.5.
Oh, yeah. Hammer the over.
Do you know what the number is for your boys in green?
Is it over 60?
It is not.
I didn't think so.
It may be the lowest win total I've ever seen. 59.5.
Man.
That is, so you're betting on either 100 or, you know, or 101 or 102 losses.
Yeah, no, it's going to be bad. I'm not going to like it. And it's funny because the A's are kind of courting Las Vegas right now. And apparently the way that they're going to do that is by buying way, 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 way low.
I saw I think the Royals played a game at the Vegas ballpark this past week. Is that where they're going to move into?
No, they don't have a site yet.
They're going to build them a new stadium?
Everybody in Vegas, the prevailing feeling I get reading a lot from the people in Vegas is they don't want the A's and they think they would rather have an actual expansion franchise instead of a garage sale franchise like the A's would be.
Oh, that hurts.
That
hurts. Okay.
When Vegas is like, this is a little too much for us, that tells you something, right?
Only a week until opening day.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So you got the chance to take in some practice this morning. How was the practice?
It's awesome. It was spirited. They're moving around well.
Oh.
And it was, you don't learn a ton. I mean, it was a lot of individual stuff. But it was fast-paced. It was extremely organized. And I mean, there's so many new guys on the team, too, that it was, you're kind of like, oh, that's who that guy is that you know, we've been writing about and talking about for the last 6 months. And there he is.
Did you see Jeff Sims throw a football by chance?
I saw him throw one football. I was going back through when I was doing my practice observations, and I realized that I saw Richard Torres throw a couple times, and they were both like 5-yard throws, and it was during a drill where Marcus Satterfield is just banging on him with a pad to kind of simulate ball control. So. It was pretty limited with footballs in the air. Just a lot of teaching and technique work for everybody else.
The only videos I saw of Sims were of him like just dropping back and not throwing a football. Like I don't know.
The quarterbacks were doing a lot with handoffs and play action rollouts. So and because the wide receivers and tight ends were off kind of doing their own thing. That they were thrown to like a GA or something like that.
Do you think the naked boot's going to be back?
It's going to be nude. There's going to be some naked bootlegs based on what I say. And that was part of South Carolina's offense last year, too, if you go back and watch it. They did a lot of that stuff.
Bruns, on a semi-serious note, I guess, when do you think we'll hear from Jeff Sims or any of the – I mean, I guess we've weirdly heard from Heinrich Harburg. But the interviews have sort of been all over the board and, you know, for a variety of different reasons. Like, do you think we'll hear from Jeff Sims over the next couple weeks?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, it's interesting. The Harburg thing was interesting to me because I was like, okay, you know, We're getting Heinrich Harburg right out of the gates here, and everybody's like, okay, what does this mean?
I chalked that up to, like, he was a really good weight room guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what it was.
Yeah.
It was either, you know, something's going on here, or he wants some obscure summer or winter workout competition, and that's why we're getting it. But no, I mean, they like him leadership-wise, you know, and that was kind of why he was there. It was just kind of a mix of players that they rolled out there with, you know, Matt Rhule, I think, has some weight on who goes up there, by the way. So I think that's noteworthy too.
Did any of the, transfers pop off the page to you just in terms of what they look like physically?
Oh, I mean, Eric Gilbert, you know, I have not seen many tight ends, that size at Nebraska and moving that well.
Didn't Rhule say he weighed like 290 pounds or something like that?
He said in the 270s, okay, somewhere around there. I mean, when he was at Georgia, I was talking to some of our guys down there that are pretty plugged in with that program. And last spring, Gilbert was right around, I think, 260. And they were like, you know, you couldn't tell him apart from some of the wide receivers down there. Like, that's how well he was moving. So, I mean, that's the potential he has. He was actually working, like, in the blocking units on special teams today, which I thought that was pretty good to see. Because that tight end room as a whole after today, I was kind of like, okay, I was concerned about it. But, I mean, you've got Gilbert, you know, you got to make sure that everything's, you know, going well there for him. But, you know, Fedoni, coming off a knee injury, there's some question marks about some of these guys, but you're like, man, the potential in that room is kind of interesting. And then, you know, AJ Rollins looks the part. I was pretty impressed with how he looked. And then you add, you know, Janarian Bonner and Jake Apple get to that group too. I mean, they've got some options there that I guess maybe I kind of overlooked or, you know, really hadn't considered, you know, when we were kind of doing the pecking order of biggest concerns in the offseason.
Did you do the classic scribbling down of the first offensive line group you saw?
I made note of it. it's always, I mean, you're basically wanting to know where Turner Corcoran is, right? I mean, yeah. that's kind of what you're really looking for.
Well, I think you like Scott is the predicted, you know, the projected center. Newilly is a guard somewhere. And then the rest of it sort of depends on either injury or what you do with Corcoran.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that's, you know, you've got Teddy Prochazka taking some reps, you know, in a green jersey. I mean, that's there as well. But, you know, I know Donovan Raiola, you know, when he talked to the media over the winter, said, yeah, you know, we're looking at, you know, Ben Scott, maybe at a couple places. I mean, he's your center. I mean, he looked like a center today. He was in control like you want a center to be. And I mean, there's no question that's who's going to start there in my mind. But I don't know. It's an intriguing group. You know, especially when you add Noelle back to that mix guard. And if you can kind of move Corcoran around too. I mean, that's where I think you might start getting a little bit of an interesting crew there.
Brunson.
I thought Bryce Benhart looked a little bit, slimmed down too from what he had been, which,
ooh,
I think is a good thing.
Ooh. Yeah, probably is. Brunson, I know that there were some recruits already sort of leaking in for the weekend today. I mean, you're getting closer and closer. I don't know that you'll ever nail down a list. But taking a look at who you might have coming in this weekend, put it in context with some of the other, you know, big major recruiting weekends that we've seen, especially in the spring. And this feels like as significant as it gets.
Yeah, I mean, well, 24/7 Sports just redid their rankings this week, and I think Nebraska is going to have three of the top 10 guys on that list on campus this week.
God,
that's not happened, you know, in the last decade, and that's just, you know, that's just, you know, three guys. I mean, you've got a number of 4-star guys, top 100 type prospects. It really is impressive the work that they've done in kind of setting this up. It'll be interesting to see how you kind of manage all that, because I mean, it's a great list, but you also have, you know, a heck of a lot of talent coming through your doors, and you got to make sure that you he knocked that out of the park, which I'm sure they're going to do. But yeah, I mean, I even the Calabrasca stuff, and you know, when you had Micah Parsons and you know, some of those highly ranked guys coming through. I mean, you just never had this kind of star power before. I want to say there was a season opener back when, you know, when Riley was there, that, you know, they had some pretty impressive guys there, but nothing like this, and certainly not in the spring. So they've got a chance to do some real work here. We'll see what they can do with it, though.
How does baseball pick up the pieces after the Tuesday night fiasco?
Yeah, win Friday. I mean, it's tough because, I mean, you get like just a complete out of your mind pitching performance from Will Walsh, and you just can't get it over the finish line. And I think, you know, from Will's perspective, you know, I think they didn't really feel great about what they had in the bullpen out there behind Walsh.
Yeah, clearly.
And they and they wanted him to finish it out. So it's just a tough spot. I mean, I think, you know, going into conference play, I think Nebraska's got probably one of the better 1-2 starting punches in the league in Olsen and Kaminska. But, you know, with the issues they've had finding a Sunday starter, with some of the bullpen issues they've had, especially as they've gotten later into series, I mean, it's Sundays could get pretty darn interesting just based on where they're at right now. So they just got to figure out guys that can throw strikes and you know, kind of start to put them in some roles. Cause I think you're kind of getting, you know, hurt two ways. You don't have guys that can do it right now. And those guys, in order to do it, kind of need to know what role they're going to be in. So it's just a tough spot to be in.
How many bullpen pieces do you think they, you know, trust right now? Is it just Shaneman and end of list?
Yeah, I mean, I think they would probably feel good about Perry in small doses. I mean, I think they like what Garza can do. He's just been so inconsistent, and you know, they tried to have him start on Sundays. I think he'll probably still get another shot at that, but you know, somebody, it feels like somebody has to emerge from that group of Clark, Brockett, Garza, to give you a little bit more depth there. I've been surprised that we haven't seen a little bit more Mason Ornelas or Will Rizzo, the transfer from A&M. I mean, maybe they give them a shot in one of those midweeks, but they've got to find somebody, because it's just you can't rely on Olsen and Kaminska to go, you know, super deep into games every possible start that they have.
How excited are you for the Shane Comanay and then I guess Alex Gordon and Darren Erstad retirement tomorrow, but mostly Shane Comanay?
It'll be good to see him back. He's been back a few times in the recent years. I was thinking about it the other day, because they had the bobblehead night.
Yep,
he came back for that.
That was probably what, three, 4 years ago.
Yeah, he got inducted into the Nebraska Athletics Hall of Fame. He was back for that, so he's been around the program a little bit. So I mean, that's good. I mean, he's, you know, obviously still in Hawaii, but getting him back is pretty cool. And you know, Darren hasn't been around a ton.
No.
I don't think since he stepped away. So it'll be good to see him out there too. But yeah, I'm glad they finally did it. It's my understanding that it's actually pretty difficult to retire a number because you have to form committees and you have to talk about it. And you know, these three guys seem like pretty big no brainers to me. Yeah,
absolute no brainers. Weird on the committee thing. Everything takes a committee.
You always need a committee, man.
Got it.
You just got to have it.
All right. Brunts, enjoy that tomorrow. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Michael Brunts of Husker 24/7. Ah, committees. You need a committee to retire those three numbers? Get the hell out of here.
That feels like unnecessary bureaucracy.
It's incredibly unnecessary. Yeah. Poll question at Happer Show. Do you always need a committee? He's up and available for your voting, but they'll kind of close in just a couple minutes here as we'll get to the poll questions and tell you what to watch. There's basketball tonight. People forget. Next on 1620 The Zone. And speaking of this March, protect yourself against upsets with bracket parlay insurance on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, all customers can get up to $25 back each day If your parlay of three legs or more falls one leg short, so let's say you bet on all four games tonight. You like what you see. You feel like you got a beat, and Gonzaga screws you over, or UCLA screws you over, or anybody. Well, Bracket Parlay Insurance is going to help you out. Can't think of how many times that's happened to me. And you need to get on the action with the FanDuel Sportsbook. And also, with Cash Out, you're calling the shots. You can close out your bet whenever you want before the game is over. Just sign into your FanDuel Sportsbook account or go to FanDuel.com/Happer to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/Happer. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 and over, present in Iowa. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus bet, $25, unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.